UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You need to help. I'm 35. I have no idea. Redbubble, what is that?
It's like a poster and like tapestry website.
And James Strebel.
I got this one poster favorite. It's Tiger Woods mugshot. I don't know if I can say this word. And it says damn above it.
He's delivering, Jack. He's delivering.
He's back.
He didn't know if he could say damn.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm glad to protect Strebel from the text line. They're coming at him here. I figured that would be the case. It is The Take. We're getting close to hour number two here. It is hour number two on ESPN 680, 105.7 ESPN at Louisville.com. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you on this Thursday. Rick Bozich of WDRB, he'll join us in about an hour. Patty Ice wants to crush the process in the 5 o'clock hour is what I've been told. Coming up in the next hour, Mitch, will you have a Murray Minute ready for the audience today?
Yeah, and I just lost $10 on this first race at Gulfstream Park.
You didn't tell us who we were taking. We got to make it content.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. They have it during the break. The horse is just finished, and I lost.
Well, you got to tell us, like, hey, I placed a bet on this horse.
You realize that I don't have TVG in front of me, which is breaking down race number 6 at Gulfstream. You're my eyes.
Yes.
I don't have it.
We'll bounce back race 7. We'll bounce back.
Okay.
There we go. There's the degenerate gambler. What time is race 7 going off? Any idea?
It's probably like 25 minutes to post, so we got some time.
Okay. Well, just remind me.
Just before Bozich, so we'll be good.
It scared me. It's in about 25 minutes.
Yes.
Like, those things are usually very specific, the time that they're starting. All right,
20 minutes to post, but then it's like more like 25.
Let's give away a V-Stakes. Nick Valvano will come to your home and urinate in your sink.
Yeah.
ESPN Louisville will give that away exclusively in the next 20 minutes
what
at Gulfstream Park, race number 7.
What a prize. Nick Valvano. Urinating in your sink.
Texas says, what's this? Mitch thinks he has turbo. Thinks he's turbo. What does that mean?
I don't know. Thinks I have turbo?
Thinks you're turbo.
Texas, that was probably Mitch's best sports center in a while.
Really?
There you go.
Texas says, does Mitch want to be a one-man band? Texas says, West Virginia governor came out and said there's going to be football. Yeah, I did love that. Again, health professionals, and they already have their answer.
Yes.
Health professionals, but we're going to play.
We're having football.
That's what's being said, which, of course, you know, I love it.
That was also the same governor that said, go eat at Bob Evans, and then dropped the F-bomb in the middle of his presser thing, too. I don't know what to call those, like daily press briefings.
Press
conference. Of the coronavirus?
Yeah. Coronavirus, okay. Press conference.
Sorry, Diener's texting me and I'm trying to decipher what he's saying.
Uh-oh.
Nick wants to know if we're doing a V-Stakes. We might. There we go.
Finally, yes.
Let's figure this out. All right, so let's talk about this because this is a story that I'm wondering if it's convoluted or if it's just very simple. And I'm leaning towards, I'm telling you on the front end, I present this as I believe that it's something that we already, that it's going, it's an easy reason. Okay. And that is Olivier Saar commits to Kentucky on May 6th. And last weekend was the weekend that DeAndre Williams was going to commit. I believe, obviously, that that is that there is an effect there, that Olivier Saar committing to Kentucky has made DeAndre Williams rethink things. And now DeAndre Williams, the news has come out, Kyle Tucker, last night, tweeting out that Kentucky has cooled on him over the last 12 hours plus. It's been probably that he's going to be committing tomorrow to, I believe tomorrow, to Memphis and Penny Hardaway. And it does seem, and I could read the tweet here. Locke was the first one that I heard actually talk about it. So you know how he talked about it.
Yeah.
How Kentucky, once they can't get the kid,
they don't want it.
Then now they cooled. And I understand that because you never really know.
Right.
But I do feel, whether you like Kyle Tucker or not, I do feel like when he puts that out there, that is right information.
Sure.
I do feel that way.
Now, I agree with you. You
may point at me and say, well, there's this example and that example. Okay, fair enough. But I'm saying when I read that they've cooled on him and that he thinks, you know, there's a high probability that the kid's going to go to Memphis, that's the way that it is. And obviously, you would understand that. The things I do not understand is, I mean, it really doesn't change much for Kentucky, but the only reason that I was, hey, go get DeAndre Williams was, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with Olivier Saar. And so, like, Seth, you know, Greenberg, he said it on the V-Show, but he said it with Kyle Tucker. Like, you know, it changes everything if Saar gets a waiver. But we already know that. Evan Daniels added that outside of, you know, Evan Mobley, there might not be a big man in the 2020 class that he would take over Saar for the coming season, which is not crazy. All this is on The Athletic, and it's good stuff, to which I'm saying I believe it. Is it as simple as they landed Saar on the 6th? Okay, and the 6th was a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They landed him on a Wednesday, and that weekend DeAndre Williams was going to commit and then wasn't going to commit, and the thought process was at the time that there was a high probability he was going to go ahead and commit to Kentucky.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's what we talked about here.
It's almost a done deal,
okay, and I'm not saying there's revisionist history. What I am saying is Kentucky now seemingly – is going to roll into the season with what they have.
Yeah.
And I would add the reason I'm believing that is they're talking up Keon Brooks now.
Yeah,
now you're getting Keon Brooks being talked up. Well, you could have done that a month ago, and that would have eased some of the pain of Kentucky fans who thought they were missing out on guys, and an E.J. Montgomery leaves, right?
Yeah.
And Olivier Saar was not yet in the picture. Hell, Danny Manning just fired a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Right? They just popped out of nowhere. It wasn't.
Yeah, but isn't that how you feel? No one was talking up Keon Brooks. Now they are.
Yeah.
So now it's Olivier Saar, confidence there. Here's how great Olivier Saar is. DeAndre Williams, red flags. Of course, these same red flags were red flags 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago. Okay. But now they matter. And you understand?
The story's changing.
If you start to put these three things together, this is now the PR movement of DeAndre Williams not here because of Saar. DeAndre Williams, Kentucky has cooled, not the right fit, red flags, whatever it may be, confidence, Olivier Saar, and now Keon Brooks can be a guy that can be a star. And that's what
season.
Seth Greenberg said, but now it's multiple people now. Hey, Keon Brooks, when even a week ago, I mean, we did the segment of, we don't talk about Keon Brooks.
Yeah.
We talk about B.J. Boston and Terrence Clark and what the hell Kentucky's going to do at the front line. And when we talk about the front line, we don't always talk about Keon Brooks, who floats a little bit, you know.
Sure, yeah, he's not like a post-em-up power forward.
No, so, and again, he balled out against Florida. I mean, no, that's what I'm told, so, which is true. So that is kind of the scene. I do think it is as easy as DeAndre Williams was there, Olivier Saar commits, this kid can go to a Memphis, and they ain't got players. I mean, they don't have. Yeah, they don't have players.
30 minutes.
There's a chance. Well, there's a better chance to do that, or he might go pro, and he might be one of the kids that Matt Painter talks about that he gets very angry. Who yeah. are you going to take down on the Indiana Pacers? So,
yeah.
That's a DeAndre Williams. You haven't cared about this.
No.
I have championed him to be on this team, especially if you think he can get the waiver. But you've been the opposite. So this story does nothing for you.
No, it doesn't bother me at all. Because I mean, even though I wasn't talking up Keon Brooks the way everyone is now, like I felt confident in that position with Keon Brooks, Isaiah Jackson, Lance Ware, and now you got Olivier Sarr in the fold. I'm fine. I'm good. I'm ready to roll. I think, like I said, DeAndre Williams is just like an insurance player, just somebody to have on the roster in case something went wrong.
See, I think he's better than that.
And you do. Yeah. And I just don't. I have my stance on mid-major transfers, and that's not going to change unless something dramatically happens with these guys and they start producing more than they have. But I just didn't think that he was going to play very much. I think with Keon Brooks, I think he's going to start. I think Isaiah Jackson, his defense, the way he's able to block shots and rebound, I think he's going to have a spot. If Lance Ware could bulk up a little bit, I think he's going to be fine too. I just don't – I'm going to take the five-star talent of Isaiah Jackson.
Is Isaiah Jackson a five-star?
Yeah, he's a five-star.
Or is he a five-star?
100% he's a five-star, yes.
In the lock posit?
Yes, across the board he's a five-star.
Okay.
Yes,
all
he's
right.
a five-star across the board. I'll take him. I'll take the Keon Brooks coming in his second year. I'll take Olivier Sarr and is averaging almost a double-double in the ACC coming in and being the center. And I'm good. I'm ready to roll. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm with you. And Cal probably wasn't going to be able to sell this kid, but it can't be as easy as saying, and this is going to be the difficult part. You're good to go, but you don't know what's going to happen with Olivier Sarr. Like that's true. Save this. That's a big butt, Strebel.
That's
your season.
I guess they're
type of butt.
I guess they're feeling confident that they're going to be able to get the waiver for him, and if they have Steve Forbes and Wake Forest saying that we will absolutely stand behind that kid and back his decision to go to Kentucky and will support the waiver and support him transferring. You got to make that has to make them feel pretty good about their chances with the Danny Manning stuff, the you know, hold off on the NBA talk, don't put your name in, I'll come back and I'll we'll change.
You don't have to explain it to me,
but I'm just saying that I think with all that they feel
like,
they feel confident they're going to be able to get that kid eligible, and I do too. I'm starting to go more 70% that he will play for Kentucky. I just feel
why?
Just because
why?
Nothing's
happened. Nothing's changed.
I think if they felt like they needed DeAndre Williams, they would have got DeAndre Williams. I don't think they feel like they need him. I think they feel like, look, if you want to come and be a part of the team, come be a part of the team. But if you're going to walk in here and think you're going to get all the time in the world, that probably isn't going to happen. So it is what it is. I think they feel good about Olivier Sarr, and if he doesn't want to come and be part of the team, okay, go play 30 minutes at Memphis.
Okay, so I have multiple things that but just behind the scenes while you've been droning on and on.
Yes.
And I know you have. I have multiple things. Diener's upset that Gulfstream is being bet. I don't know why. Gulfstream's evil, apparently. I don't know what's
really?
Going on.
You don't like Gulfstream?
So that's happening, okay.
Okay.
Mitch is handicapping behind the scenes.
Yes.
And that's... handicapping is not the word for what he's doing. I don't know what the hell he's doing. So that's happening. Okay.
Okay.
You were breaking down, you know, what we have been breaking down for the last week or so.
Yes.
And then I am being inundated on the text line.
Uh-oh.
With U of L landing another football commit.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you ready for this? And I hate doing this, and I don't want to do this.
Okay.
But I have to do this.
All right.
This is the show.
Yes.
And it has to be done this way.
Okay.
You understand? Because I'm done with DeAndre Williams. We will not pay attention to him at all.
I'm fine with that.
If he goes to Memphis and they do something, I may throw it in your face. Hey, look at DeAndre Williams. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's as far as it's going. We will not follow this. We will forget about him.
Yes.
And Kentucky, it's all up to Olivier Sarr, and we know that. And I still think, hey, if you could add somebody for 1 year as an insurance plan, but you know Cal doesn't do that.
No.
And now Keon Brooks is being marketed as, you know, SEC Player of the Year. So whatever.
Okay.
Louisville has landed weak side defensive end. Okay, Raheem Craig. The first person that I have seen is Jody on that.
Okay.
I believe. And so there you go. He is from Taylorsville, North Carolina.
Okay, hotbed of football talent, yes.
Well, that's it. I mean, what other information do you want, Spiegel?
How many stars does he have?
Three.
Two. Oh.
Two?
His bio says three.
What?
Oh, I'm looking at rivals.com. Okay.
What are you looking at, Mitch?
His Twitter bio.
Ha! What are his other offers, Andy?
Akron, Appalachian State, Boston College, Charlotte, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Florida Atlantic, Georgia State, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, North Carolina, A&T.
Ah!
There it is.
So the same week.
I am seeing a Tennessee on here.
Is it an offer or interest?
I'm seeing an offer.
Okay. Oh, good.
And South Carolina.
So the same week the Kentucky.
Louisville's getting in early like Kentucky does. They're getting in early.
That's all I'm going to say. The same week.
What's 24/7 have them? Hang on.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead and give your crappy
the
take.
The same week that Kentucky lands a four-star prospect with offers from Ohio State.
He's a composite three-star.
Okay.
So we will use three-star. Rivals must be the lowest.
Okay.
He is composite three-star.
The same week Kentucky gets a four-star player with offers from Oklahoma, Ohio State, big boys in college football. Big boys, they get this dude.
He's on one. He's a three-star. I'm actually backing this.
You know,
he's a three-star. That changes things.
Okay, that's fine. I
wish he didn't have the App State offer.
No, that was my next joke.
If you took that away, I think I'd be good.
That's my next.
I mean that.
Yeah, no, and I understand. That's the next joke. It's whoever App State offers, Satterfield's going to offer him. It doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter. They could offer like negative three-star kids. He got an offer from App State. I'm on it. Satterfield's on it. He's just working fools. He's working App State. He's taking all App State's recruits. That's my coach. That's who I want. I want all App State players on my football team. I want App State players. I want Scott Satterfield and his App State playbook. Yeah, baby.
Why is Gulfstream Park evil?
Diener thinks the jockeys cheat.
Based on my opinion, I'm back and I'm with them.
I think they do cheat. Yeah. Who doesn't want the jockeys to cheat
for us? But we're not on the inside. We're not in the mob, Mitch, to where we know which guys at Gulfstream Race right. 6 are going to throw the race. You're a jackass sitting in a room with a mask on by yourself in Louisville, Kentucky. You don't know what's going on.
You got these jockeys throwing races and stuff.
Next time Kentucky gets a kid that's going to be ranked like this, which of course they're going to have 15 of them in their class.
Yes.
You're just doing your sports, your wrestling thing, and you're getting much better at it.
Yeah.
Texter, shouldn't we use the Mangus rival site for ranking? Yeah, I mean, I guess. I don't know. No, I think 24 Composite has become the one, is it not?
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it combines all of them.
Yeah, 247 seems to be the hub, if you want to call it the hub, for the rankings and the evaluation on these commits, yes.
Texter says, half the Gulfstream jockeys are going to be here tomorrow. Like, okay, I don't know. Texter says, tell Strebel to settle down. Texter says, this is why the text line gives you bleep Strebel.
Look, you can give me bleep about this. I'm totally cool with that. That's fine.
Texter says Satterfield killing it in recruiting, beating the SEC for top Southern talent.
And Charlotte.
Texter says, I'll buy more stock in a three-star UofL recruit than a UK four-star bum. That coming down. Now we're just in the bottom of sports radio now.
Yeah, because that's been working out so well for you all the last few years, these three-star, you know, diamonds in the rough that Petrino mined and now Satterfield's mining, because that's working out great.
Texter says, did you guys see Ennis made a top 25 quarterback list that didn't include Cunningham? Oh, that's not true.
That's not true.
No, he didn't.
I don't believe that at all. One second.
I don't believe that at all.
He's driving the Mikael Cunningham.
As he should.
To the Heisman candidate, well, Mikael Cunningham.
My problem isn't with Mikael Cunningham as much as it's him being healthy.
Yes. No, I think he's
good.
It's
him finishing games.
Yes.
He doesn't finish games. He gets in. He's often injured.
And then
that's what scares me, that it's Evan Conley time week two.
Yes.
You know?
They're confident with Evan Conley, though. Louisville fans are. He would go in. They're like, Conley time. I mean, he went into games this season, and they got excited about it. That's Twitter blew up whenever Evan Conley went in the game.
I'm on Ennis's site. Five-star junior Harrison Ingram trims list, hopes to visit Louisville. How about that?
There you go. They get a five-star.
How about that?
I'll sing a different tune.
Texas says, hey, Strebel, he had offers from Tennessee and South Carolina.
Yeah, okay, good. I mean, that's not Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson. I mean, they're fine.
Texter, I'm a huge UK fan, but this is big-time honk energy from Strebel. Yeah. Multiple people texting in. Isaiah Jackson, a four-star, at least on ESPN's ratings.
No one pays attention to ESPN rankings because they're way off.
I agree with that. They're usually
way off.
It feels like for the locals, they're always ranked lower.
It does for Louisville and Kentucky players, for both. No one, whenever rankings are discussed, nobody brings up ESPN for ESPN people.
Mitch, what's going on with your horse race? Where are we at here?
I think we're 4 minutes to post. I'm still trying to decide who I want to bet on.
A buddy of mine texts me here, and he's you know probably going to be full of it here, so don't blame me here that your $4 got lost.
Okay.
He says, take the 6 in the 7th at Gulfstream.
The 6, beyond gone. Okay.
You good with that?
Yeah, let's wait. I'm waiting to see, you know, if any other picks arise. I'm seeing where the odds are moving. But I'll keep that in mind, the 6 horse.
How many Twitter tabs do you have open right now on these degenerates who give free tips on Twitter?
Just two.
Who are you following right now? Who are they? What are their names?
Why should I give them their names? Why should I do that?
Well, no, I mean, it's usually a dude that wants to get his name out, right?
Yeah, it's
that, like,
it's
promotes
a,
himself.
It's a dude
is
that
it Ski? Is it Ski?
It is Ski.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
All right.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
Why are you nervous about that?
He was nervous about it.
I think
it.
He sells his picks as well. He'll give a couple. Texas says, I'm worried about Cunningham tummy. I'm sending that one to us.
And Blanket Baker.
I'm sending it right now.
Yeah, because Blanket Baker was the one who was really mad about the tum-tum comment. No, I think Mikel Cunningham's a very good quarterback, and I think he's going to be really, really good this season. I got nothing against him, Javian Hawkins, their receivers. I think they're all going to be good, but when it comes down to defensive line, offensive line, defense as a whole.
We don't need to do
I know
this
we
again.
Don't, but I was
your listening linebacker, safety, special teams.
I was just trying to fill time while you were sitting there.
No, I'm just looking.
Yes.
Texas says, tell Mitch to just bet Ired Ortiz at Gulfstream.
Well, he's not doing this race.
Okay.
I think I bet him last race and he lost, so.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
The fix was in.
There's going to be one other thing I was going to bring up this segment, but now I have lost it. Oh, speaking of a list, we were just talking, well, we were mentioning the list of this player who has committed.
Yes.
Raheem Craig that is committed, and you were mean. And
I was mean.
It's whatever.
Probably too much. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Diener saying that Ortiz is on the 7 this race. So, obviously, Mitch is doing a lot of research.
He is.
Where he's not reading
reading
the jockeys right. So, we're off to a good start in our gambling segment.
That $4
so, there we
is
go.
Gone.
I mean,
already scrolled.
It's gone.
I had to scroll down and see that. I had to scroll down.
Just go ahead and burn that $4.
Yeah, it's shocking you lose a lot in this game. Who's playing again? Like, Locke does the same thing. Doesn't watch the NFL. Wow, well, I mean, I'm going to bet the Bears -6.5, and then when they don't win, he calls them gutless peas.
Yeah.
So, what's going on?
Locke, you spend your Sundays at the Lamu Cafe or whatever you're watching football. You know, watch the NFL.
There's as good of a chance he's watching a drag show on a Sunday than he is watching NFL Sunday.
Yes.
So let's – I also – and we need to put this up. We were talking about the list. Locke put out his top 10 NBA players of all time last night.
Oh, he did.
And he's like, since everybody's doing it, here's my top 10 in the NBA. And I got thinking – I just got thinking the useless nature of that tweet. How many people looked – how many people even gazed at it?
And they're just scrolled past it.
Like if Rick Bozich or Eric Crawford follows him, do they stop on that and go, oh, he had bird 8.
No, I don't think so. Maybe like Vanetti, since they work together. Maybe like Vanetti would stop and look at his list. He might be the one. Tony Vanetti, that's it. I don't think Bozich or Crawford are. Maybe Mark Story, since he has them on all the time.
You know what? There is some sort of an interest there that Mark Story has with Locke that I don't understand.
There is, man.
Maybe it's because Locke's closer to his age, and he grew up being able to listen to him in other parts of Kentucky because Locke was on at night on a 50,000-watt station when there wasn't Kentucky programming.
Yeah, there's a connection.
Oh, let it sit.
Oh, sorry.
Let it sit.
I ran over that one.
Let it sit.
I got too excited. Yeah, got too excited on that one. Sorry.
Let it sit.
I know.
437-9680. Mitch, let's take a break. 5 o'clock, Rick Bozich will join us. A couple other things I want to get into. I have another question as it pertains to college football. We'll play some sound. I do have a question for you about Keon Brooks. We can do that as well. Someone swiped my man Papa John. I want to talk about that. The NCAA doesn't know now when they're going to have their drop-dead date to come back to school.
Yeah.
That doesn't really affect anybody, and that was going to be my take. So we can do that as well. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. It is The Take, hanging out with you on this Thursday on ESPN 680. Well, it is going to happen. It has happened in my house. Strebel, I don't know if you can tell, but the AC has been popped on, and if you pop on that AC and there are any issues, or if you have not had a yearly service, it is BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online. Go to the website, bjheatcool.com, for all of the services that they offer. The phone number, 812-283-7221, and they're working, and they're ready to help you. There'll be social distance, obviously, but any issues, any regular maintenance, they are there to help you 24/7, 365. Upfront pricing on obviously on anything, but if you need a new unit, they'll give you all of that information, all the free estimates, and this is for your home or your business. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. They've been around now, coming up closer to 40 years. 812-283-7221. We've also been telling you, you have those rooms maybe upstairs, maybe a sunroom that's difficult to cool down. They have the Bryant mini splits that you can put on the wall. They're quiet and they're efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork, and that's all because BJ Heating and Cooling are your local factory authorized Bryant dealer after teaming up with Bryant Douglas Equipment. Again, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. Pop it on the AC this week. Remember them. They are there for you. It's BJ Heating and Cooling.
Keep it locked on The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Brayden, this is James Strebel.
And James Strebel.
Hey, question here. I'm James Strebel. I'm co-hosting with Andy Sweeney here.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Governor Andy Beshear's press conference is coming up at 5 o'clock live and in full about 30 minutes from now, and that's going to be over on 93.9 The Ville. You can hear that at ESPNLouisville.com as well. Should also remind you, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we'll have those also on 93.9 The Ville at 2:30. Our long-term partner, long-time partner, I think I've messed that up just about every time. Our long-time partner, UPS Jobs, would like to say thank you to all the drivers, supply chain, and logistic members who keep our community going by delivering needed goods on a daily basis. So thank you to and thank you from our good friends at UPS Jobs and UPS. The NCAA, and I need to bring up the exact story, but the NCAA right now does not have a date, Strebel. Mm-hmm. Does not have a date on because they don't know, you know, they don't have a drop dead date on coming back to school because they don't know what's going to happen with the NBA draft. And it just made me think, thank goodness that the decisions were made early by guys like E.J. Montgomery, Emmanuel Quickly, Nick Richards, Jay Scrubb,
Ashton Hagens.
I mean, hell, David Johnson said it right after the season and kept to his word. Malik Williams, like all the guys that this process could have went on and on for weeks and months. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
Before you give your take on that, Mitch texted me that the race is it happening now?
Yeah, it's happening right now. They're already halfway through.
Well, pot it up then. Okay. Do we have this race?
Yeah,
go ahead.
I went with the 156 exacta box, so let's go 156.
Maserati man, no place to go, has to be patient down toward the inside, and still at the back is 8.
I pivoted against
time.
Ortiz.
The opening quarter was 22-3. There's 3 furlongs left to go. Here's Valid Quest on a rebid after Money Ride. They're in lockstep, 2 better than a ridden Beyond Gone. Dropping back, Flaming Hot, getting started while wide is Maserati man. He passes Unprecedented, and 8 wasted time has been last throughout, and there's a quarter of a mile from the finish. Money Ride on the inside, Valid Quest on the outside. They float off the corner, well clear of Maserati man, who's an on-running third.
Need the
There's
6
now an
to
eighth
get
of a
going.
Mile to go. Valid Quest, Money Ride, but Maserati man is kicking it into high
Let's
gear.
Go.
Here he comes now. Maserati man down the center for Miguel Vasquez, moving clear. Money Ride is second best to Maserati.
That's a
man,
winner.
Who's a 6-5 winner?
That's a winner.
Money Ride was second. Valid Quest was third in 1.
So what did you have, Mitch?
So I had the 156 exacta by Boxtum. So that means I need the one.
I know.
I don't know if the listeners
Christ,
know.
Mitch. Jesus. Okay, well, let me take Mitch aside here for a second.
Okay.
Should he have to explain in Louisville, Kentucky, what an exacta box is?
Probably not.
Because I say absolutely not.
Yeah, I would say no.
But am I wrong? I don't know. Maybe someone's out there that doesn't know what that means. Horse racing, handicapping, and betting is very difficult.
I don't even.
It's a foreign language in a lot of ways to me.
I can't do it. I'm not even going
to attempt
to do it.
So you just hit the exact box?
Yeah, I'm not gonna win a whole lot, but I'm steadily making up my climb back up
there
to what
go.
I already lost today. Ortiz is overrated. Whoever texted him, bet Ortiz. He's overrated. Come on.
How much did you make on this? It's not going to be very much, is it?
No.
You got to tell us how much. So you bet, what, $6?
No, yeah, $6.
Okay,
so you're going to get like 6 back then, probably, maybe,
A little above 6. I'll win money.
Okay, well, that just fuels your
like Locke.
Your gambling for the next
race. I'll win money.
Well, I am Locke. I am Locke when it comes to gambling.
Mini Locke when it comes to gambling.
Texter says I switched to 84. Hang on. Hang on, sorry. I was going to lose my voice. Something's in my throat. And save that for the mixtape. Switch to 840 on the break, and Nemus is on with Terry, totally betraying Diener. Oh, my goodness.
What?
What a haymaker.
Oh, man. Jason Nemus, he's got a little bit
now,
of fame.
Now he's being courted by Terry.
Terry Myers is swooping in.
I tell you, though, Nemus is... I mean, if you're going to be in bed with the two radio guys, Double D, the vice president, and Terry Miners, that's the way to probably go.
Yeah, he's going
that's
the right
way to go, right?
He's going in the right direction. He's ascending.
I think he's ascended.
He has ascended.
I think he's ascended.
He's got Drew Diener, vice president of ESPN Louisville, and Terry Miners, the OG on 840. I mean, Jason Nemus, he's taking that star and he's riding it. Good for he should thank Diener when he sees him next tonight. And thank you for putting me on the air, Diener, now that I've been on Terry Miners.
Texas says he'll get back about $22. That coming down at 437-96.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go.
That'd be a great win for you.
That'd be a big win.
Did you need to have to box it, if you will? Did you need to, or did it finish? How did it finish compared to how you bet it? Like, if you would have bet it straight, would you have hit?
No.
Okay. So yeah, actually, you made the right choice. Then there you go.
I threw in a 6 horse in there, so it was the 1-5-6. I think it finished 1-5.
Diener's saying $9 tops. I hope you lose money at this point.
Even though you won.
While you're figuring that out, Mitch, do you have a Murray minute or no?
Yeah, I do. I got to pull up the imaging real fast.
All right, we'll pull up the imaging real quick. I did see Terry. Terry swiped on Twitter, Papa John.
He did.
John Schneider.
He did.
Schneider for showing off his gaudy home.
Boy.
when quarantine's going on and people are losing jobs and stuff, and while I understand what Cherry was trying to say, it's not like it's not something that we haven't seen.
Right.
We know Papa John has a huge house. That's not. We know he makes a lot. That's not crazy.
Right. And, you know,
how about that?
Cribs has been on for how many years?
Yeah, but that was a battle between two heavyweights.
Yes. Well, I mean, I tell you what, that clock that Papa John has with the two eagles mating.
Yeah.
That's something. I mean, that.
It's awesome.
It looks awesome.
It looks like Hogwarts.
Yeah.
It does.
It does look like it belongs to Hogwarts.
No, if Hermione right. was around there, is that
yeah,
her name?
Hermione.
Hermione.
Yeah.
No, yeah. How about that?
But just the way he described it. If you haven't seen it, look on the TikTok of Papa John and him describing.
It's awesome.
The sculpture and how it's two eagles having sex. And now they fight.
Thank you for
yes.
You've said that three times now. It's eagles mating. Yes,
I know, but why
and
would you
for your Papa John's home? Yes,
but why? I mean, why? I mean, if you want a big eagle, like cool,
dude,
eagles are cool.
Oh, stop it!
But why? Why eagles
Mitch,
in the middle
Mitch,
of that?
Mitch, you don't or not Mitch Round Daddy. You just no. You can't think like people that have this money. You don't understand it. You don't live in the same life at all, that there's nothing. You'll never understand it. What you're saying is stupid. He's saying the same thing about you. If he took a picture in your home, he would ask things, why are you doing it the way that you're doing it?
I'm fine with it. I just think it's an odd choice.
Diener said you won $15.60.
I did.
Nice.
Look at that, congrats. A six-star ticket.
Let's let it all ride on the next race. Let's let it all ride.
Bet it all.
Do we want to? Of course you do.
Yeah.
Even if it's during Bozich, that's not a problem. Do you have Murray Minute ready?
Yes.
All right, let's get it going. We do this 3-4 times a week. He's from Callaway County, is Mitchell Hannigan. We catch up on what is going on in Murray, Kentucky. Let's go.
Time now for the Murray Minute.
I can fish. I can hunt.
With the noodler himself.
Noodling is like, it's kind of like fishing. If you want to catch a big catfish, you just stick your arm in the pond and let the fish bite your arm, and that's how you bring it out of the pond.
The kid from Callaway County.
I'm not that country, but I am a truck guy.
His name is Mitchell Hannigan.
Good afternoon. My name is Mitch Hannigan.
And he needs his Motorola.
Motorola. I love my Motorola. Mitchell Hannigan.
All right, thanks, Andy and James. Coming off my big horse racing win. I did own my family does own a couple of horses down in Murray, Kentucky. But today's Murray Minute, going to start off with a big story. Murray City Cemetery, I got to get that word right first.
Cemetery.
May have lost its oldest tree in Sunday storm. An oak tree that was rumored to be 150 to 200 years old fell down. Front page headline on the Murray Ledger Times.
Oh, you're damn right that's front page. Oh,
I mean,
big news.
It is. I already missed that damn tree.
The old oaken tree.
The next story, the June City Fair, obviously canceled because that's probably the easiest way to contract a coronavirus is a city fair in Murray, Kentucky. Let's be honest here. But I do have a story to share from one of the city fairs. I wasn't personally there, but one of my friends rode the zipper or the zapper or something like that. And it was like one of those rides that spin around and go upside down. Well, he threw up everywhere. And so in true Murray, Kentucky fashion, they had to hose him down and the ride down. He literally had to hose my friend down with like a pressure hose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it never been to the fair since. Next story. Congrats to this happy couple at the Murray Callaway County Hospital. A nurse there took the plunge during all this craziness and got married. So congratulations to Dusty David and Mitch David. They got married outside a hospital. How about that? Congratulations to those two lovebirds. The Callaway... What? What, Striebel? You got something to say? Yes, Dusty David is the girl's name.
Well, no, we figured that out. Yeah. We figured that out, but it took a second. Who is it, Dusty and who?
Dusty David and Mitch David. Congrats to those two lovebirds. The Callaway County Library is expanding. I don't know if anyone actually cares about that because no one goes there. And then lastly, my sports story.
I'm sure Callaway County is the hotbed of reading.
Library.
Yeah, it's a hotbed.
Library
of,
attendance.
It's a hotbed of kids
and
reading.
Their computers
adults
with Windows
reading.
95. Yes.
And they can go to their easy internet.
And my last story, you guys got to stick with sports. Murray State women's basketball picked up a commitment from Lucia Oporto. She's from Santa Fe, Argentina. So look at that, a little cultural expansion coming from the Murray State women's basketball team. It's the next Jeff Walls down there and Rochelle Turner.
Boys,
look at that.
The world's going to be rocked.
That's been the Murray Minute.
Let's reach out to Jeff Walls and see if the next Jeff Walls is, what'd you say, Rochelle?
Rochelle Turner. She was my health teacher in high school. Now she's the head coach at Murray State women's basketball.
Is Rochelle Turner the next Jeff Walls? That is a poll question that I'm wildly interested in.
Yes.
To see what happens there. Are you anti, and it's the take on ESPN 680 1057. I'll ask you guys, are you guys anti? Joe Buck came out and said it's all but completed, mm-hmm. that Fox is going to pipe in, whatever you want to say, crowd sound for the TV audience. For NFL games. Are we yay this or nay this? Because we've never been down this road. So we're literally giving an opinion about something that doesn't happen. Now, many people, dome teams, Mark
sure.
Blankenbaker with Clemson, and some of this is exactly right.
Right.
The Colts did that. They pump in sound, okay? I don't know what my opinion on this is. I think it's stupid, but I will say we are underestimating crowd noise because if you think, I mean, Louisville and Kentucky fans have been through this. When you have a game that's poorly attended, how that looks and how that sounds on TV is different than when it's the NFC championship game.
Right.
Or a really good SEC game or a number of games, right? I mean, when there isn't the crowd energy, I think this is a big fundamental change. Like, I'm interested in what players are going to say when it's we're not talking, if they played without fans, I don't think people are ready to see what that is going to look and sound like. That is my opinion. So I tend to think Fox is right here. If I had to guess, as silly as it sounds, I think they're right, and it's also going to fundamentally change. I mean, there's not going to be the crowd shots anymore.
Right. It's just going to be
it's going to be all players and coaches, which I think might be something that I would care more about. But if you think of these big touchdowns, I mean, they are the producers are going to, you know, the players, the crowd, back to the players, the crowd, the coach, the crowd, the players, right? Like, it's it's consistently moving. Yeah, I don't think that we have come to how different that is going to be. And I wonder what Kentucky and Louisville do, right? Like, what do you do during timeouts? The answer is nothing.
Nothing.
The answer is nothing. But just what do they do? Third down music. What do you do for, like, third down music that is out there? When the players come out on the field, what is done? Again, this is going to be – football is a TV product. That matters more. That is why the NFL would play without fans or very limited fans. But I think we're just looking at something – I think people are making fun of this, but I think Fox probably is right, and I think everybody else will do it, or they'll at least experiment early on with sound, no sound. Right? Like, we're going to be the lab rats to all of this.
Sure. I'm pro pumping in sound. Just for me, as someone that watches it on TV, the crowd noise, it's just part of the entire experience, part of the game. Like, I just feel like it would be very strange watching a football game and have it just be nothing. Like, just quiet. There's in an empty stadium. There's no crowd noise.
But the other thing is profanity. The other thing is the amount of profanity that you're going to hear. You're not going to be able to stop that. The NFL would have to remove mic stuff from the field. The NBA finals would be the same. People have not heard that sort of thing, and you can only beep so much on live television.
Right. It creeps in every once in a while.
It absolutely does. It's impossible not to. I mean, when Nick Valvano resets the dump on the radio station, it makes things sound different for a little bit.
Right.
So it's going to be a big change. And Joe Buck admitting that, I think Fox is going to end up probably being right, but I don't know anything about producing live television.
Right. I mean, they've been doing it, though. Like you said, the Colts do it. Some of these dome teams do it. And we just found out, a couple years ago, the Masters pumps in bird music, like bird singing, like that. That's not all 100% natural out in the woods in Augusta. That they actually manufacture birds chirping. I mean, so we're conditioned to it. I mean, ever watch a sitcom with a laugh track? I mean, many of those sitcoms aren't in front of live audiences. They have people laughing on track.
We grew up with that.
Exactly. So I don't think it'll be that
Friends
big of a
isn't
deal.
Really that funny.
Well, no, Friends isn't really that funny. That's known. Well,
I know who likes Friends.
Who likes Friends?
Kellen Strebel.
Well, yes, he does.
Is there any update on that? Has he had any other interactions with Jennifer Aniston? Anything in that department that you need to catch us up on?
No, it's all been quiet here recently. He's moved on to Daddy, come throw the football with me, and that's what I want to do. I don't want to talk about Jennifer Aniston and her strip dance on We're the Millers. I want to go throw football in the front yard. That's what we're doing.
Texas says, holy bleep, the bride's name is Dusty. Mitch did say it and then just like acted like that wasn't anything.
Of course her name's Dusty.
Like scolded you.
What's funny, Strebel? Gotcha. That's kind of what that was. You're trying to catch me in something, Mitch. I know what you were doing.
Yeah. I heard you laughing.
I was laughing at your Murray Minute, which was very good, by the way.
Texas says it would be like watching the spring game. I mean, some places, but I mean, there's been several thousands of people in you know, when Louisville and Kentucky have had some teams that people have been looking out for.
Sure.
Louisville doesn't do a spring game anymore. There'd be thousands of people out there. It goes back to what we opened the show with, oddly enough. The self-policing, there's going to have to be a lot of that. That's the big difference of the quarantine is it took a lot of the probability out that people wouldn't self-police themselves.
Right.
When the quarantine happened, it eliminated a lot of having to worry about that. Obviously, some of that was still going on. People going to the grocery store every day when they didn't need to.
Sure.
Hoarding food and whatever it may be. People still leaving their home and some people having to work. Maybe for a couple weeks after it was like, hey, yo, we're shutting down here. What the hell is going on?
Right.
But policing themselves, like, I just don't know how you do it in a stadium. I don't know how you do it in Kroger. I don't know how you do it in Walmart. I don't know how you do it in Target. You know, whatever it may be. We're having to rely on people. We talked a lot about that in the first hour. Mitch, should we do another break here? Before we do so, let's play some sound, though.
Yes.
We need to sprinkle in some more sound. So what is on the buffet table that we can play here, Mitch?
Oh, what haven't we played yet? We already played Lock Not. We have Lock, the respite from anxiety of the coronavirus.
Well, give us that one. Want that one. Let's hear that one. We'll spread the maybe have a second one here. Play that one. Go ahead.
I'm emboldened that the choice I made to give you a virus-free show was a risky one, right? Everyone said, no, you have to talk about the virus. That's what everyone's talking about. I said, actually, you don't have to. And again, the numbers have borne out that for at least this show in particular, you don't have to. And so I will continue to be a place that is a respite from the anxiety of the rest of the world.
He's talking a lot about ratings.
The last two days.
Is he Lock Ramrod all of a sudden? What the hell is going on with him?
It's 2 days in a row now he's bringing up the rating and how I don't know, man.
What's he doing right now? Does he think he's Colin Cowherd? What's going on with him?
He's got the Spectrum ratings on this hand. He's got the ESPN Louisville ratings on the other hand. He's the king of ratings.
And suddenly he's become the D-bag radio guy that talks about ratings on the radio. He's our guy. How has he turned into that? We hate that guy.
He's TV and radio.
Oh, he's a double
whammy.
He's
at the top of his game right now with his ratings. He'll let everybody know it. Everybody know it.
Texas says, I thought Dusty David was a NASCAR driver.
It does sound like a NASCAR driver.
Texas says, when I die, I hope they bury me symmetrically.
In the symmetry. That was a good one.
By the way, Big Easy took a swipe at me a second ago. He texted me, this would be a good poll question. Which person has shunned their high school alma mater more, Sweeney or Justin Thomas?
Wow. What?
I have not shunned Jeffersonville High School. They've shunned me. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Trinity would love to have Justin Thomas come back and hang out with the kids. And you know, I don't know if he probably gives money. I don't know. They'd love for him to be a huge part of their alumni base. It's right. Justin freaking Thomas.
Right. No,
but I've been shunned by Jeffersonville High School.
You've had multiple opportunities where you've asked, like, hey, can I come do this? Or
no, I haven't asked. I haven't been asked.
You haven't been asked. But they
I'm not begging.
Know.
I'm not begging.
Yeah, don't beg.
No, I'm not begging.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they've invited Andrew Chernoff. They've been invited Tony Vannetti multiple times, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you're the
they've had an opportunity to make amends with me, and they've decided not to do that.
Yeah, you're their – you actually went to school there. You're their son, and they've shunned you for stepchildren.
I am somehow Daniel Orton.
Daniel Orton. But you actually went to school.
Is he still – should have went to break there, Mitch. Yeah. I laughed over the joke. Yeah, yeah, I laughed over the joke.
No, I don't know what he's doing. But he did – didn't he come back this past season and sign the wall? I think that happened. They mend fences.
Who's that now?
Orton.
He said his name, right?
He said his name.
Didn't he say his name? Like, Calipari didn't say his name since 2010.
Since he left.
Like, really? Have you heard Dan? You didn't hear Daniel Orton's name for damn near a decade around Kentucky.
No, but he came back. He signed the little wall they had.
He signed the wall. He made amends the way he ended, right? Yes. His tenure there in Lexington. And he's a son kind of again. He's not full son, but he's probationary son, right?
He's not full son because there was no picture with Calipari.
Correct.
Yes, he's
another
not
year or two.
Son.
He'll be back. Yeah. Oh, it's going to take him more than a decade, 12 years or so, to get back in the good graces with Cal.
Yes, yes. Even though he was drafted, he's part of the.
He's a first rounder.
Into the first round.
He was the last pick, I think.
Yep.
The Orlando Magic took him while they had Dwight Howard.
Ooh.
Right before they were going to lose Dwight Howard, or was that when they just lost Dwight Howard? Or was
Lakers.
That when they lost Dwight Howard and they were restocking the bigs? Yeah. I think that's what it was.
He went to L.A. and it was a disaster. Yes.
Dan Diener says, Justin was saying X, he shuns Diener more. He doesn't do any media around here.
It's
St. X. Sorry, I apologize. It's St. X. Yes, it's X. I apologize. The text line's loading up. No, I do apologize. Don't, I know that's a sensitive subject around here. I know it is. And I got it wrong. And you know what? I was seeing the St. X while I was saying Trinity.
Yeah, you can't
that's
mix
a big
up the
deal.
X and the Trinity.
That's a big deal.
You have all these people that still think they're in high school texting you. I can't get into that whole thing. I know, Drew, you're listening. You're a St. X guy. I can't do it.
You're in a private school.
Yeah, but
you're in a private school. Why would you swipe another private school? You guys are in the same group together.
It's not swiping. No, they're great schools. I'm not swiping the schools. I'm swiping the people that graduate from the school and still act like a high school football game is the end-all, be-all in the universe. That's what I'm swiping.
That's because you're that's because your high school football team isn't any good.
Yeah.
The biggest hot take around here is, I mean, when's St. X going to get it together?
Yeah, and actually beat them.
When's St. X going to get it together? We explore that next with Rick Bozich.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.